Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A major change in arms policy is underway in Washington. The CIA will no longer provide weapons to help rebel groups in Syria fight the Assad government. The Washington Post was the first to report the decision that the Trump administration decided to halt a program that started with President Obama in 2013. Aaron David Miller is vice president for new initiatives at the Wilson Center. He's a former advisor to Republican and Democratic administrations and joins us from Washington. Welcome back, Aaron.
Always a pleasure.
In your view, is this a wise move or not to stop arming the rebels fighting President Assad?
I mean, I think it's a question of diminishing returns and a change in administrations. The decision was probably taken a month ago, but I think the arc and the trajectory has been running against the opposition and our support for it for a number of years, certainly beginning with the Russian intervention in Syria in the fall of 2015. And I think the onset of the Trump administration, whose public and clearly private approach to dealing with this with Syria is to focus primarily on the Islamic State and to see if they can't reach some modus vivendi with the Russians, it was a clear natural progression, which probably followed the G20 and the ceasefire arrangement in southwestern Syria with the Russians. So I think this was more or less, frankly, inevitable.
Inevitable, meaning what kind of difference might it make on the ground? If it was so inevitable, was it expected on the ground, and what would matter?
Well, it's going to clearly deny the United States probably access to a group of fighters who have proven themselves to be among most effective. But a CIA study, which was put on Obama's desk, I think as early as 2013, made it unmistakably clear that external support for these sorts of groups during the course of a civil war usually does not work. And I think this program and the Obama administration's slow response to recognize or want to create a greater military presence on the ground it has simply been reinforced by the Trump administration. There's absolutely no desire in this administration, it seems to me, to militarize the American role in Syria beyond what the administration considers its core vital interest, which is eliminating the Islamic State caliphate and dealing with some of the other jihadi groups. So again, inevitable in the sense that ultimately with the support for the Syrian regime growing, Assad's consolidation of power over central Syria, Iranian and Russian support for the regime, the kinds of efforts the agency was making or would make simply paled in comparison to what would have been required to check both Syrian, Iranian and Russian influence on the ground.
So I want to push on with what the U.S. presence is in Syria right now. But why wouldn't something like this work? I mean, is it you're saying that the United States did not invest enough in the effort?
Well, you know, if the Obama administration, remember, in all fairness to this administration, it inherited an extremely fraught situation in Syria. Had the president of the United States, Barack Obama, that is, said in 2012, Syria is going to be a major priority for my administration. It is going to be the most important priority, and I'm going to develop a comprehensive political, economic, and military strategy to deal with the Syrian civil war. I'm going to come up with a comprehensive military approach, literally to effectively undermine the Assad regime, seek its removal. The problem is nobody in the Obama administration and nobody in the Trump administration, even those hawks like Dave Petraeus and Hillary Clinton, who advised early on to do more to arm and to cultivate relations with the opposition, was prepared in the end to get stuck with the check for Syria. And you now find with an America First president, quote unquote, a greater reluctance and more of a willingness to cede influence to others. We at the moment are Russia's junior partner in Syria.
Are we partners? I mean, do we have the same goals?
Well, I think the answer to that is no. But the Russians have clearly been willing to assert and project their military power. The Iranians most certainly are. For them, Iraq and Syria are vital. We're simply, and we say we, I'm talking about the Congress and most of the American public, is simply not prepared to invest what would be required in terms of deployment of forces on the ground and money and credibility to engage in a major leadership role in Syria. And I think that was recognized even by the Obama administration and clearly has been validated as U.S. policy in the Trump administration.
What is the best hope for attaining some kind of peace in Syria right now, with or without U.S. help? Very briefly.
I mean, the academics would tell you that in these sorts of confrontation and civil wars, they usually last a decade. And we're now
in more than 5 years.
Right. We're now, 2011, 2012. So we're now into the sixth year, basically. I think that the future of Syria as a coherent, cohesive polity with a central government that controls its borders, that somehow guarantees security and a modicum of prosperity for its citizens, a degree of accountability and confessional balance that addresses Sunni grievances on which the Islamic State and the other jihadis feed. I think the prospects for that, frankly, are slim to none.
Aaron David Miller at the Wilson Center. Thanks again.
Thank you, Lisa.